Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Everyone, my name is Brianna Contreras, and I'm Associate Editor of Managed Healthcare Executive. In this week's episode, I spoke with Aaron Fulner, Senior Director of Edifex, a global health IT company. The two of us had a conversation about open enrollment and how private and public insurance markets have been preparing or are now experiencing an influx of new enrollees due to approximately 12 million people losing access to employer coverage from job losses since February. Hello, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Brianna. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to join us for an episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, I guess first, let me get more of a background on you, on first what it is that you do and what is the mission of Edifex.
So I'm the Senior Director of Product Marketing here at Edifex, and a lot of my primary responsibilities are defining the go-to-market strategy for our products and solutions, and then working across, you know, my team, working across other teams internally to make sure that that strategy gets executed. We have a lot of different product lines, so there's a lot of go-to-market activities that go along with those solutions. Edifex is focused on improving the performance of the healthcare ecosystem. Primarily, we're focused on the health insurance side of things. So we are working with partner, you know, health plans of all sizes and in all lines of business, whether they're a regional plan, a national plan, a Blue Cross, Blue Shield plan, you know, plans of all sizes, as I mentioned, to accomplish different sorts or different types of strategic initiatives. This can be compliance initiatives, such as the new CMS and ONC interoperability mandates that came out this year. It could be, you know, driving managed care and counter management excellence. It can be improving the member acquisition and the member enrollment process for health plans, which we're going to touch upon today. Or it could also be value-based care type initiatives as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, again, as I said, as open enrollment season is approaching, can you tell me why this open enrollment is unique compared to prior open enrollments?
Sure. So the main reason why is obviously the pandemic, right? We have millions of Americans who have lost employer-sponsored insurance or ESI, and they are now going to be turning either to Medicaid, or they're going to be turning to the federally facilitated marketplace, the ACA marketplace for coverage. So when you combine a very unique open enrollment season with some of the things we saw earlier in the year with special enrollment periods, it's really shaped up to make 2020 a unique year for sure from an enrollment standpoint.
Oh, definitely. So now with an influx of enrollees due to millions of job losses, what challenges are plans facing from a healthcare, from a health IT perspective?
So from a health IT and enrollment management perspective, what we see is a lot of health plans operate very legacy, kind of monolithic enrollment management systems, and typically they have multiple enrollment management systems. These can be one for each line of business, or if they're a Medicaid plan, they may have an enrollment system for each state that they operate in. But because of the, like I said, the legacy nature of these systems, they're kind of outdated, technologically speaking. A lot of times they are still very manual, not a lot of workflow, virtually no automation, lots of manual touch points. And what this does is that it constrains health plans and their ability to handle a large influx of new members easily. It also impedes their ability to execute on strategic initiatives, whether it's, you know, getting into a new line of business, maybe opening up a new state, again, if they're a Medicaid plan. So when plans operate and continue to use these types of systems, disjointed, very manual enrollment management systems, it really constrains them in many different ways.
Okay. Now, another question, what should health leaders consider as they prepare for this enrollment and future potential special enrollments?
Well, since we're so close to this open enrollment period, honestly, there's really not a lot that they can do from an IT standpoint for this open enrollment period, right? Because we're talking about, you know, some pretty big changes that would need to be made. What they need to do is they need to, you know, really just kind of come to the conclusion internally that this is our last year dealing with outmoded, you know, band-aided enrollment management systems with all of our workarounds and all of our manual touch points and a lack of visibility and a lack of automation. They just need to gravitate to that idea, latch onto it, because if they're not making changes, these changes that need to be made to their enrollment management systems, they can rest assured that their competitors are.
Right.
Right. So not only are they going to lose an area of competitive differentiation, but their costs are only going to continue to go up from an administrative and IT cost standpoint. These systems, they're only going to get older. They're going to break more frequently. The manual touch points are going to increase. So, you know, the longer that they hold on to these old systems, the more costly it's going to end up being for them in the long run.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, aside from the challenges you mentioned, you know, due to COVID, what are some trends to watch for in open enrollment season? I guess that you haven't mentioned possibly.
Well, so one of the big changes or one of the big trends is we're going to continue to see the Medicare Advantage market continue to grow. Membership has, you know, pretty much doubled over the past 10 years. We've seen a substantial increase in just the number of plans that are available to members. It's definitely a buyer's market. And we're seeing more and more health plans either A, get into the market for the first time, or B, they have, you know, they're opening up new states that they open, you know, or that they offer Medicare Advantage in, or new counties, if you will. So there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of market opportunity for health plans. But if they open up a new front, if they try to get into a new line of business like Medicare Advantage with these outmoded systems in place, they're going to find themselves behind the eight ball right off the bat, because they're trying to, you know, operate in a modern healthcare ecosystem still with these legacy, very monolithic enrollment management systems.
Okay, great. Thank you. And this may be a bit repetitive of a question, but how does EdAffex play into the enrollment process?
So if you think about member enrollment, it's really three or four kind of distinct steps, right? So you kind of start with your sales and marketing efforts, right, to attract members to your plan. Then there's going to be what a lot of people refer to as the shopping experience, right? This is the online, I'm going to go on and I'm going to review my plan options and I'm going to make some selections and I'm going to, you know, pick my coverage or, you know, pick a coverage level, if you will, for the marketplace. I'm going to make a payment. And then there's the operational aspect inside of the four walls of the health plan to actually enroll that member into the coverage plan, right? And then there's what could be considered fulfillment. So that's the printing of new member materials, printing out the card, sending materials to the new member, explaining all the different types of services that they signed up for or that are available through the health plan. And what we see is we see health plans putting a lot of money towards the sales and marketing component, the shopping experience, the fulfillment, and they just kind of skip over, if you will, that operational aspect, right? And this is where we see a lot of health plans have an incomplete enrollment strategy, because if this was supposed to be a four-legged stool, you're shorting out one of those legs by several inches. So your stool is going to be, you know, relatively wobbly.
Right.
Because they're just not investing as they should in the enrollment operational component, comparatively speaking, when you look across all the other areas of enrollment.
Okay, great. Thank you. So lastly, is there anything else that you'd like to share about open enrollment that I have not asked yet?
Well, I think we kind of touched upon this before, but health plans need to stop looking at annual enrollment as this is, you know, the main focus of our year from an enrollment management standpoint. If 2020 has taught us anything, is that health plans need to be flexible. They need to have systems that are flexible so that if there are going to be more special enrollment periods, they can easily, you know, just kind of, I don't want to say flip the switch, but, you know, really, you know, kind of open up the doors, you know, pretty quickly and handle large volumes of new members joining the plan in a short amount of time, because we really don't know what the future holds,
right?
And there's a very good chance we're going to see new special enrollment periods. We don't know. What we do know is that the future of healthcare is not, health plans need to prepare better for the future of healthcare. Let me put you that way.
Okay.
And again, the enrollment systems and the enrollment management processes that plans, that a lot of plans have in place, simply isn't built to manage that.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much. Again, that's all I had for you, but I do appreciate the time, Aaron. And thank you for, you know, helping me better understand a bit more about open enrollment and just obviously with everything going on right now, kind of a better idea maybe of what to expect. So.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on MHE, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.